And we're talking with Kevin Swanson, wildlife biologist for the DNR and black bear specialist for the state of Michigan. And Kevin, I'd like to hear a little bit more about your own personal hunting experience. And I understand that you actually passed on a bear on opening day that now you're kind of regretting. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. On opening evening at about 7:30, a bear came in. And I've got two different sows that I had seen. One with two cubs and one with three, and one sow was quite large. You know, sows normally don't get that big because they're putting all of their energy into rearing those cubs, so they don't get that big normally. That's not the fact all the time, but normally they don't get that large. But I've got a sow that's, you know, a really nice sow. She's probably close to 200 pounds dressed, and when this bear came in, he was only there for about 20 seconds. It only took me 10 seconds to decide that it wasn't a sow and that I should take it. But by the time I made that decision, he had grabbed some bait and he had walked off and did not present a really good shot. And I did not take the shot. I thought he would be coming right back, and I have not seen him since. So he's been there at night. Yeah, so I screwed up there, no doubt.
Well, you mentioned that a lot of your bears on camera have gone completely nocturnal. Because of dog hunting pressure at this point, grouse hunting pressure, a combination maybe, and what advice would you give other bear hunters about trying to counteract nocturnal bears?
Well, yeah, I think patience and persistence. I think there's no magic recipe to getting to come in during the day, but as you have more pressure in the woods from grouse hunters, you have people returning to their deer camps now this time of year. They might be target shooting at before dark. Of course, you've got the hound hunting that began on the 15th, so that can cause bears to be more nocturnal, the more activity that you have in the woods. But I've talked to a lot of bear hunters that have more experience than me that say they get some really nice bear late in the season. If you just keep baiting, keep pursuing them, sooner or later they might make a mistake, similar to a nice buck, I would suppose.
Well, we do have some cooler weather finally returning, looks like the end of this week through the weekend, and that should help a little bit with the nocturnal activity of bears, getting them out, instead of it being in the 70s, it'll be right around 60. Should help a little bit, don't you think?
I think that will help, yeah, and the fact that, you know, the black cherry now has dried up, so your soft nest is drying up, and from what I've seen while I've been grouse hunting in the areas that I grouse and woodcock hunt, I'm not seeing a lot of acorns, but that's very sporadic. No doubt there'll be some areas that you see that have great acorn production, so that's where you can capitalize on that food source, even move to new areas and set up new baits. Scout mid-season, look for tracks where you've got oak and acorn production, and you can set up a bait nearby. You get competition there with acorns, but that's a possibility to think about too.
Kevin Swanson from the DNR, thank you so much, and good luck with the rest of your bear hunting.
Good luck to you, Adam. Thanks for the call.
And we'll try to catch up with you here toward the end of bear season to kind of see what's going on.
Anytime.
This is the Outdoor Show.